由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. I'm glad you joined us again.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，好高兴你能够收听我们的节目。
If you have been listening to us, you know we have been going through this series we call The Master's Manifesto.
如果你一路在听我们这个节目《天路导向》，你就知道我们正在讲一个系列，就是叫做《主的宣言》。
I want to begin by telling you that there are so many people in the world who think that they can be good without God.
在开始的时候，我想先跟你讲，这个世界呢，有很多人都认为他们不需要靠神都能够做好人的。
If you are, listen carefully.
如果你也是这样想呢，请你仔细听我讲啊。
Because we have been seeing throughout these messages of the Master's Manifesto that it is impossible to be good without God.
通过主的宣言这个的系列信息呢，我们就知道人离开了神呢，就不能够行善了。
Without God, integrity is just a mere slogan.
离开了神，所谓的正直只不过是一个口号来的。
Without God, honesty would be like a building without a foundation.
离开了神，诚实就好像一座没有根基的大楼一样。
Without God, purity and goodness would be only empty words.
离开了神，纯洁和仁慈只不过是空洞的词汇。
All the talk about character without personally knowing the author and the giver of character is a hollow and empty shell.
如果我们一味在这里讲关于美德的事，却是不认识那位创造并且赐予美德的神，那我们只是虚有其表地空口讲白话而已。
And that's what the sixth beatitude is all about.
那这个呢，就是在第六个福气里面呢所讲到的关于的美德了。
Turn to Matthew chapter 5 verse 8.
请你是翻开新约圣经的马太福音第五章的第八节呢。
Jesus said,
主耶稣这样讲，
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
他说清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
This beatitude encompasses the whole message of the Bible.
这个的祝福呢，是概括了整本圣经的信息的。
This beatitude is as vast as the Bible itself.
这个的祝福就好像圣经本身一样那么广阔。
This beatitude is what the Christian faith is all about.
这个祝福亦都是基督徒信仰生命的内涵来的。
It is impossible to deal with it in just one message, but I'm going to try.
我们没可能呢，在一集的节目里面呢，就讲晒这个的主题，即是关于清心这个的主题。但是呢，我想试一试跟大家讲一讲。
I want to tell you at the outset that purity of heart does not mean sinlessness.
首先呢，我是想特别声明，清心呢是不等于无罪的。
If that is the case, none of us would be able to see God.
如果是要无罪才可以见神呢，我们没有一个人是能够见到神的。
I know there is a misunderstanding and some people think it means sinlessness.
我知道呢，在这里当中呢，是有一种的误解，就是有些人呢，认为清心就是无罪了。
And some went out to live in the monasteries because they thought that's how they reach sinlessness.
所以有些人呢，就去修道院那里生活，他们以为这样做呢，就可以使他们呢是无罪了。
Martin Luther, the German monk who lived in a monastery, discovered otherwise.
马丁路德这一位著名的修士，他住在修道院的时候呢，就发现情况并不是这样的。
me tell you a funny story.
让我呢同你分享一个好滑稽嘅故事啊。
I heard about a businessman who was fed up with the world.
我听人讲呢话一个嘅做生意嘅人，佢对呢个世界呢觉得好厌烦啦。
He was fed up with business.
佢呢对做生意呢亦都觉得好厌烦。
And he was fed up with the sinfulness in the world.
佢觉得呢自己已经受够咗呢个世界嘅罪恶啦。
So he decided to give up everything and go to a monastery.
于是呢佢就决定放弃一切去到修道院嗰度呢，想话呢係去修道啦。
And this particular monastery was known for silence.
而呢一间嘅修道院呢就以宁静呢係著名嘅。
And he needed silence in his life.
而呢一位嘅生意人呢，佢嘅生命亦都呢好需要有一个安静嘅时间。
So he thought this is how he could achieve purity just through quietness.
所以他就认为这个呢就是让他可以得到纯洁的方法，也就是呢通过静默了。
So in this order, the monks were only allowed 2 words in 5 years.
那按照规定呢，当中的那些修道士呢在5年之后呢只是被允许呢讲2个的词语，是英文的词语。
So after the first 5 years have passed,
咁喺第一个嘅嗰5年过去咗啦。
He was brought over before the abbot.
佢咧就被带到去修道院嘅院长面前。
And he was allowed to say his 2 words.
佢哋咧就俾佢讲2个词语啦。
So he said,
咁佢咧就话啦
，more food.
佢就话 more food， 意思咧就系话要有多啲嘅食物。
5 years later have passed.
咁跟住咧，5年又过去咯。
And he was given another chance to say his 2 words.
佢再一次咧，系得到机会去讲出2个嘅词语。
So he said.
咁今次咧，佢就讲啦。
More water.
佢就话 more water， 意思咧就系话要有多啲水饮。
Another 5 years have passed.
跟住咧，5年又过去啦。
That made a total of 15 years.
总共呢是经过了15年了。
But by this time he was fed up with silence.
但是到了这个时刻，他对宁静呢亦都是觉得很厌烦了。
And he got angry with the abbot and said,
他就很生气地跟那个院长说了，
I'm getting out of here.
他说我要出去。
I asked for more food and I didn't get it.
他说我要多些的食物，但是我得不到。
I asked for more water and I didn't get it.
他说我要多些的水喝，但是我也都得不到。
This is not for me.
这个地方不适合我。
So as he was leaving,
就在他准备离开那个修道院的时候，
The abbot looked over to his assistant and said,
修道院的院长呢就看着他的助手就说了，
What is wrong with this man?
这个人有什么问题呢？
He has done nothing but complain since he got here.
他来了这里之后，除了是埋怨，他什么都没做过。
Escaping the world will not make you more pure in heart.
逃避这个世界不会令到你的心更加清洁的。
Not in the way Jesus meant here anyway.
这个并不是耶稣在这里所讲的清心的意思。
Let us first of all look at the heart.
首先呢，让我哋嚟睇一睇我哋自己嘅内心啊。
What does the Bible mean by the heart?
圣经所讲的心到底是什么意思呢？
It means several things.
其实呢是有几重的意思的。
For example,
例如
Jesus said to his disciples in John 14,
在新约圣经的约翰福音14章那里，耶稣对他的门徒说，
Let not your heart be troubled.
他说你们心里不要忧愁。
In this verse,
在这一节的经文里面呢，
Jesus was indicating that the heart is the center of our emotions.
耶稣就指出心是我们感情的中心。
Jesus said to the Pharisees in Mark chapter 2 and verse 8,
耶稣在马可福音的第二章第八节那里对法利赛人这样讲，
Why do you question thus in your heart?
他说你们心里为什么这样议论呢？
In this text,
在这一段的说话里面，
The heart is the center of the intellect.
心呢是理性的中心来的。
When the Bible tells us in Daniel 1:8,
在但以理书的一章八节那里，圣经这样告诉我们听，
That Daniel purposed in his heart not to defile himself.
那里说但以理心里立志不玷污自己。
It is an indication that the heart is the seat of the will.
在这里就指出心呢是意志所在之处来的。
So what does the Bible mean by the heart?
咁究竟圣经所谓嘅心系咩意思呢？
It means that it is the master control switch.
呢个咧就系一个总开关咁样嘅意思啦。
It is the control switch of all of our being.
系我哋整个嘅生命嘅一个开关嘅总制。
The Bible is speaking about that command center of every area of our lives.
圣经呢就在这里谈论我们整个生命的法号司令的中心了。
And that is why Proverbs 4:23 says,
这个就是为什么在箴言的四章二三节那里说，
Watch over your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the springs of life.
那里说呢，你要保守你的心胜过保守一切，因为一生的果效是由心发出。
And that is why David prayed in Psalm 51.
这个也是为什么大卫在诗篇的五十一篇那里祈祷这样讲。
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me.
他说，神啊，求你为我做清洁的心，使我里面重新有正直的灵。
Why?
为什么这样讲呢？
Because the heart in the Bible is the command center.
因为按照圣经的讲法，心是法号司令的中心。
And it is the source of all of our trouble.
而这个呢，亦都是我们所有麻烦的根源来的。
That is why Jeremiah 17 tells us,
耶利米书的十七章呢亦都话俾我哋听，
The heart is more deceitful than all else, and it is desperately sick. Who can understand it?
嗰度话人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
Jesus himself said in Matthew 15:19,
耶稣自己呢就喺马太福音十五章十九节嗰度话，
For out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornication, theft, false witness, slanders. These are all things that defile the man.
他就说，因为从心里发出来的有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、妄政、谤毒，这都是污秽人的。
The Pharisees and the scribes practiced outward purity.
法利赛人和文士总是在外表那里是表现出他们的纯正。
They specialized in the externals.
佢哋咧系好专门嘅，系去啊发展佢哋嗰啲嘅表面门面嘅功夫。
But Jesus focused on the inward purity.
但系耶稣咧就注重人内心嘅纯正。
The Pharisees and the scribes practiced outward cleansing.
嗰啲法利赛人同埋文士，佢哋咧系实行外表嘅洁净。
But Jesus emphasized inward cleansing.
而耶稣咧却系强调内心嘅洁净。
The Pharisees and the scribes practiced ceremonial washing.
嗰啲法利赛人同埋文士，佢哋咧系实行清洗嘅嗰种嘅礼仪，重视嗰啲清洗嘅礼仪。
But Jesus taught his disciples the inward washing.
而主耶稣咧，佢系教佢嘅门徒咧，要注重内心嘅清洗。
The Pharisees and the scribes concentrated on what people say and what people think.
法利赛人同文士，佢哋注重人嘅理论同埋人嘅思想。
But Jesus taught the importance of what God says and what God thinks.
而主耶稣咧，佢系教导我哋神嘅话语同埋神嘅心意，先至系最重要嘅。
There was a preacher many years ago.
在很多年前有一个报道家
who had a clock on the wall of his church.
在他教堂的墙上面有一个时钟
and that clock always ran slow.
而这个钟呢硬是走得比较慢的
and the preacher put a card underneath the clock.
那这个报道家呢就在钟的下面呢是放了一张的卡片那张卡片是这样写的。
Don't blame my hands.
他说你不要责怪我这一支的时针。
The trouble lies deeper.
他说问题是在内部的。
And I could say the same thing with us.
我可以说其实在我们身上都有同样的情况。
In all of our problems, we often look at the hands.
面对问题的时候我们只是看见那个的时针。
We look at the externals.
我们只是看一些外表外在的东西。
We look at the surrounding circumstances.
我们只是看外在的环境。
When in reality the trouble is in the heart.
而实际上问题其实是出在内心那里的。
What does it mean to be pure in heart?
究竟清心是什么意思呢
？Well, if the heart is the seat of the emotions,
如果心是我们的感情、我们的情绪的一个的所在呢
？And the seat of the intellect,
亦都是我们的聪明才智的居所呢
？And the seat of the will,
同埋咧系意志的出处呢
？What does it mean to be pure in heart?
咁究竟清心是什么意思呢？
The original word here means to make pure or cleanse.
它本来的意思呢就是变得清洁或者呢是洗干净。
In fact, the doctors use this in medicine.
实际上那些的医生呢在医学上呢是也都使用这个词语的。
But it also has another meaning.
但是呢其实这个词语即是清心呢它还有另外一个意思的。
It means unmixed or unadulterated.
它的意思呢就是纯粹的或者呢是没有掺杂了一些杂质的意思。
Acts 15:9
在《使徒行传》的15:9那
里 tells us that there is spiritual catharsis that cleanses the heart.
那里告诉我们藉着信洁净了我们的心。
In 1 John 1:7
而在约翰一书的1:7
John tells us that the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
约翰呢亦都告诉我们神儿子耶稣的血呢亦都洗净了我们一切的罪。
So what does it mean to be unmixed or unadulterated?
那究竟纯粹和不掺杂这样的意思到底是什么呢
It means purity of motive.
这个呢就是代表了纯正的动机了。
It means singleness of mind.
亦都代表了专一的心智。
It means undivided commitment.
亦都呢是代表专一的委身。
It means spiritual integrity.
亦即是说呢是属灵的正直了。
It means living by the standards of God, not the standards of man.
就是按照神的标准，而不是按照人的标准去过每一天的生活。
In fact, this particular word here is often used in refining of gold of impurities.
实际上这个的词语呢，也都经常呢，是用在提炼纯金的过程的。
It is used to refer to the milk that is not mixed with water.
这个呢是拿来用去指那些没有掺杂了水的牛奶。
It is used to refer to wheat that has all the chaff removed from it.
亦都呢是指那些去了谷壳的麦粒。
It is the opposite of duplicity.
所以这个的词语呢，它其实呢是一个表里不一这个字的反义词来的。
It is the opposite of compromise.
亦都呢是妥协这个词语的反义词来的。
It is the opposite of a divided heart.
同样呢亦都是三心两意的反义词。
The problem with too many Christians is this.
很多很多基督徒呢都有这个的问题。
They think they can meet God on Sunday and then meet the devil for the rest of the week.
他们认为呢星期日和神见面之后呢就可以在一个礼拜其他的日子呢是跟魔鬼见面了。
That is a divided mind.
那这个很明显呢就是三心两意了。
That's a divided heart.
这个呢就是不专一的情况了。
That is mixed motives.
这个呢就是一个混杂了很多矛盾的很不专一的一种的不纯正的动机了。
And that is the source of our problem.
而这个呢就是我们今天问题的根源了。
The Word of God says,
神的话语呢是这样跟我们讲的。
That the God of Sunday is the God of every day of the week.
他告诉我们呢星期日的神亦都是我们每一日生活里面的神。
That the God who's in the church is the same God who's in the kitchen.
神在教堂里面但是神亦都在厨房里面。
The God of the church is the same God in the office and the school and the factory shop.
在教堂里面的那个神亦都呢是在办公室里面是在学校里面亦都在工厂里面。
The God in the church is the same God at your social life and in your leisure life.
那位在礼拜堂里面的神亦都是你的社交生活里面或者是在你的休闲生活里面的神。
The divided mind and the divided heart has created some Sunday Christians only.
那些三心两意的人呢他们呢只是在星期日才做基督徒的。
And the divided mind and the divided heart are not honoring to God.
但是对神三心两意是不能够荣耀神的。
Jesus said you cannot serve two masters.
耶稣说一个人不能侍奉两个主。
You have to love one and hate the other.
不是护这个爱那个就是重这个轻那个。
James said,
雅各呢亦都咁样讲。
That friendship with the world is hostility to God.
佢话与世俗为友的就是与神为敌。
Then James goes on to give us the solution in chapter 4.
咁雅各呢就喺雅各书嘅第四章嗰度呢係帮我哋呢提供咗一个解决嘅办法。
Cleanse your hands and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
那里他说，心怀异意的人啊，要清洁你们的心。
Purity of heart is more than just sincerity.
清心呢，是不单止呢，是要虔诚的。
I am convinced that the road to hell is paved with sincerity.
我相信呢，西方言语有一句说话，就话通往地狱之路呢，是用虔诚、用善意铺成的。
The prophets of Baal were as sincere as they could be.
巴力的先知呢，他们都是极尽所能地去虔诚的。
When they opposed Elijah, they were very sincere.
当他们反对以利亚，和以利亚作对的时候呢，他们的而且确是非常之诚心的。
When they cried to Baal, they were sincere.
当他们向他们那个的假神巴力呼求的时候呢，他们亦都是很虔诚的。
When they were cutting their skins, they were sincere.
当他们用刀去割自己的皮肤，自己刺伤自己的时候呢，他们亦都是很虔诚的。
Hear us, O Baal, they cried. Hear us, O Baal.
他们大声地说，巴力啊，求你应允我们啦，巴力啊，求你应允我们啦。
They cried so that Baal can hear them and have pity on them and send them fire to consume their sacrifice.
他们很大声地呼喊，使到巴力呢，很想令到巴力呢，是可以听到他们的声音，去可怜他们，去帮他们呢，是降火，来去烧尽他们那些祭坛上面的祭物。
I want you to take time and read 1 Kings chapter 18.
我请你呢，是花点时间读一读旧约圣经的列王纪上十八章那里。
You will discover that their sincerity did not help them one bit.
你就会发现呢，这一班巴力的先知呢，他们的虔诚对于他们来讲呢，是完全没有帮助的。
Today there are some people who crawl on their knees long distance until they bleed in order to show their sincerity in devotion to a saint.
今时今日呢，仍然有啲人呢，系会用佢哋嘅膝头哥跪住，咁样呢，一路向前爬，爬到呢，系膝头哥流晒血，去显露呢，佢哋对某个嘅圣徒呢，系好虔诚，好敬虔。
But that's sad because their sincerity is worthless.
但系好悲哀嘅系，佢哋呢一种嘅虔诚呢，其实系冇果效嘅。
The scribes and the Pharisees thought that they could please God by a long list of external do's and don'ts.
法利赛人同文士认为，佢哋可以通过一大堆外在嘅行为，嗰啲嘅框框，嗰啲嘅规条呢，嚟去取悦神。
They were sincere.
佢哋的确系好虔诚嘅。
It is the heart that he's after.
但是神睇重的是我们的内心。
Jeremiah said,
耶利米这样讲，
God wants your heart.
他说耶和华是监察人心的。
I have noticed that we've just run out of time.
我留意到呢，我们的节目时间又到了。
And I want to tell you so much more about this.
我还很想是跟你多讲这方面的事。
So will you promise me that you'll tune in next time so you can hear the rest of this?
请你答应我在下次的节目时间呢，继续收听剩下下来的部分，好不好？
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessings.
愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次节目时间再见。